What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just click on the link in this episode's description. Today, the end of an era for tennis's golden generation.
It is my great pleasure to present to you the 1999 U.S. Open Women's Singles Trophy to Serena Williams.
That's Serena Williams winning her first Grand Slam title at just 17. Her victory marked the beginning of a golden generation of tennis, dominated by four giants. Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic in the men's game, and of course Serena Williams in the women's. It's a sporting era that spans two decades, a gift that keeps on giving. To date, Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic have both gone on to win 20 Grand Slams, while Rafael Nadal has collected an amazing haul of 22. And Serena Williams currently trumps them all, having won 23 Grand Slams in Melbourne, Paris, New York, and seven times at Wimbledon.
It's Serena Williams again. 14 years after that first victory here, irresistible, majestic, and the judgment of history will surely be that she was in a class of her own.
But she is still one Grand Slam short of matching Margaret Court's record of 24 singles titles. And for 40-year-old Serena Williams, matching that record is an increasingly tall order.
Oh dear, oh no.
But now, looks like that dream is becoming a bit of a nightmare.
Oh dear.
At Wimbledon last year, Serena Williams was forced to withdraw in the first round due to an ankle injury. She left the court in tears and hasn't competed in a tournament since, missing the Australian Open in January and the French Open in May. But it's not just Serena Williams who's battling with injury.
Well, I mean, he's got a decision to make here. This is not good to see, and you can hear a sort of hush and a stunned silence around this place.
At 36, Rafael Nadal's chronic foot injury also makes his future look uncertain.
I don't know how to say in English the thing that we did, but we played with no feeling on the foot. No, we played with an injection on the nerve, distance, so the foot was asleep.
And yet, with one foot asleep, he still managed to win his 14th French Open earlier this month. So, with Roger Federer absent from Wimbledon too, are we approaching the end for tennis's golden generation?
I think I will always enjoy the competitive side. And I think there's a part of me that will always, no matter what happens, will always miss it.
Last week, in preparation for Wimbledon, Serena Williams competed in the Eastbourne International Doubles Tournament with Ons Jabeur.
Yeah, it's been good. I've had some really good training leading up to Wimbledon and in up to this tournament, and just really hitting the ball well and just working out. It's been working.
Nicknamed Ons Serena, the pair managed to reach the semi-finals before withdrawing because of Ons Jabeur's knee injury. For Serena Williams, though, it was all just a warm-up act for Wimbledon.
My body feels great. I mean, it's doubles. I'm only playing half of the court, but I've been doing a lot of training, and so it definitely feels good.
This week, she'll have to cover the whole court after receiving a wild card to play in the singles tournament. Now, Serena might be able to power her way through the draw based almost purely on force of will, but it's been 5 years since she won a slam, and at 40, her chances are definitely slim. In the men's draw, Rafael Nadal's chances look a lot more promising. He has already won the slams in Australia and France this year. But after Paris, he made clear that he was suffering from a degenerative condition in his foot and was unwilling to carry on if he needs injections to endure intolerable pain. So this tournament may well be the last we see of the two great champions at Wimbledon.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagha. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Went through a lot of challenging moments, a lot of days of hard work without seeing a light there.
That's Rafael Nadal speaking in January at the Australian Open.
I mean, a lot of conversations with the team, with the family about what can happen or what's going to happen if the things continue like this, thinking that maybe it's a chance to say goodbye.
But unlike Nadal, Serena Williams is less sure of what comes next.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't. You know, I love tennis and I love playing, or else I wouldn't be out here, right? But I also love what I do off the court, so it's a lot.
And she's hinted she might never definitively quit.
I don't know. If I ever say farewell, I wouldn't tell anyone, so.
Since her return from maternity leave 4 years ago, Serena Williams has reached four Grand Slam finals, but never won. New, fitter players are stepping onto the court now. Iga Świątek, Coco Gauff and Emma Raducanu weren't even born when Serena Williams won that first Grand Slam in 1999. And Rafael Nadal has new opponents too. Italy's Matteo Berrettini just retained his Queen's title, while 19-year-old Carlos Alcaraz recently beat both Nadal and Djokovic on consecutive days on his way to winning a tournament in Madrid in May. Williams and Nadal, this century's most decorated tennis giants, never know when they are beaten. But this might be the last time we see them on the grass of SW19. Enjoy watching them while it lasts. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper. If you enjoyed today's episode of The Sensemaker, why not share it with a friend? The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, in 3 weeks' time, voters in England and Wales will go to the polls to choose local councillors, mayors, and police and crime commissioners. Why do these elections matter? Do they matter? And what do they tell us about the state of parties going into the general election?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss a single episode.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.